Some people have them, but not too many.
They haven't been around any close around here.
What's the has, though?
Creeper Russell. He got goats.
He has sheep,
he
too.
He has sheep, too. I don't know.
And a fellow named Mr. used to live down below Yazoo City. He had sheep.
Yeah, but you must have.
But he's been dead for several years now.
What did he have sheep for?
Well, I reckon he's sharing them, huh? I don't know.
What's that?
I reckon he raised wool, didn't he?
Yeah, he sold the wool.
What do they call the male sheep?
Oh.
How's that?
What do they call a male sheep?
Ram.
Ram.
And the female?
I think doe's what they call them. I don't know. They call buck. I mean, the goat's a doe.
No, they're called nannies.
Gold,
mama goat's called a nanny.
And then I think the sheep's called the males are called a ram.
Many, oh.
Sheep must be called a doe, or ain't got no.
Call her a doe. Well, they call a young deer a doe, don't they?
Uh-huh, yeah. I don't want, I ain't mom sheep. I don't want to call them little sheep.
Do you remember hearing the name for it?
No, I don't.
What about hogs? When they're first born, you call them?
Pigs.
Pigs.
What's that?
Pigs.
Pigs.
If everyone speaks, you can't hear. If everybody speaks at one time, then the tape recorder, you can't hear it when you play it back.
Uh-huh.
When they're first born, you call it?
Pigs.
Uh-huh. And then when they get a little older, they're called?
Call them shotes.
Uh-huh. About how old is a shote?
About 4 or 5 months.
Then, if they're female, they're a...
The sire.
What if they've never had pigs?
Well, then she's still a sire. They call them gilts.
Uh-huh. And what about the male?
Well, he's Papa Hog. You call him a male.
Any other name?
No. Not to know of his mother.
Male.
What about boar?
Well, some does call them boar.
Yeah, that's... The other name is boar. They call them boars.
Is that a pretty bad word to say?
I don't know if any people say it. And so you see a hog got down the patch and say, I saw a boar out there. I don't know if you want to sell him.
Uh-huh. Well, you didn't say the word, though.
Huh?
Well, you didn't say
no, it. No, I didn't say it. Whoever would come up and want to buy would ask if that boar was for sale.
Uh-huh.
We got one there about that tall. And everybody come along wants him, and he's a big old thing. I expect he weighs 500 or 600 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Just huge.
Say if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to do to him?
Going to castrate it.
Any other name for that?
Mark him.
Mm-hmm. And then he'd be called a...
Bar.
Uh-huh. Would you call him the same thing if you marked him when he was young or if you waited till he was grown?
No.
If you wait till he got grown, he'd be called a stag.
Uh-huh. And the hairs that a hog has on its back?
Just hog hair, I know.
Are those stiff hairs that come up?
Yeah, huh?
When they're mad, you know?
Oh, you're talking about when he raises up his bristles, you know?
Uh-huh. What about the teeth that a hog has?
Well, a sow has smooth teeth, and a boar puts on his teeth on the side of his tushes. And tushes in the side of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And they call him, a lot of times they'll call him a boar or a stag, or, you know, whatever he is.
And the things that you put the food in for the hog would be called?
Trough. The bin.
Uh-huh. And if you had several of those, you'd